Hey, welcome back to Pals Podcast. Hello, Peen.
Hello, Peen.
Yes, we're joined once again in studio with Attorney to the Stars, Dane Biedner, Calvert County Lawyer Deluxe. And Keen, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, too. San Diego still treating you well?
Yes, yeah. I wasn't here all weekend, but yeah, it went well.
Yeah, I heard you took a trip to the Valley of the Sun. Oh, like a golf junket?
Golf junket. He used his pass to get us two tickets to the stupid Diamondbacks game.
Very nice, very nice.
Then we went to a strip mall bar and sat there for 3 hours.
That's fun, getting drunk at random bars. We did a lot of that this weekend here, me and Weigel.
Yes.
That is the Calvert County lifestyle.
Yeah, we went to the biker bar, Krabner's Shack Shake. What is it called?
Emerald Cove.
Oh, the Emerald Cove, right next to Little Abner's House of Business.
House of Crabs and Slot Machines.
Yes, there's a thriving slot community around here.
I like how close Bay was on that title.
Oh, yeah, it was real close.
You almost had it.
Almost had it. I'll remember it one day. What is it called?
Emerald Cove.
The Little Seaside Burger Shack?
Yes.
Okay. I have to remember that place. It was good. They sell natural lights in cans for $1.24, well, whenever they're open. It's not like a daily deal or something.
What is a daily deal? Every day it's a deal.
Literally any day that ends in a Y, you can go in there and get a natural light for 99 cents plus a tip.
Is this the same place you guys have talked about before, or was this a first time visit?
No, this is our local hangout.
This is like the third or fourth time visit. Yeah. There was a lot of bikers there, a lot of cuts. I wanted to start asking them some Sons of Anarchy related questions, but thought better of it.
I should start posting in the blog description every week that where you're recovering in Southern Maryland, so that on the Google.
That's true.
All the thousands to millions of people that search for Southern Maryland dining and bar options will find our podcast.
Yeah, that'd be great. Because then they'll know that we're talking about them, and then will be even bigger stars in the local community than we already are, because Weigel does get recognized quite a bit. His face is on a lot of park benches and buses saying, advertising his services to the many denizens here of Southern Maryland.
Have you gotten a lot of free cocktails bought for you?
Yeah, tons.
Actually, yeah, yesterday you did get a free cocktail.
I did.
At that one place. What was it called?
Rod and Reel.
Yes, the Reach My Rod and Reel It In restaurant, who also has a bingo parlor and slot machines.
Yes.
Oh, so you don't have to leave. It's an all-encompassing destination.
Yeah.
It really is.
But they're the slot machines that don't even have the arms, so you just sit there and tap a button over and over.
No slot machines have arms anymore.
Some still do. If you go to Vegas, you can find some. Mm-hmm. They're like novelties. Like, all it does is trigger the switch. Like, it doesn't...
Mostly African-American people.
Yeah, but people of all different varieties that somehow enjoy watching a screen show random numbers and the word bar, and then watching their credit stash go up and down.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, eventually it all goes away. I mean, I don't understand the appeal. It's not like if you go to, like, Vegas or most, like, reputable casinos... they'll have cocktail waitresses that come around, and if you're sitting there pumping quarters or dollars or creds or whatever into the machines, they'll feed you drinks until, you know, you leave. So as long as you look like you're busy and, you know, keep a nice slow pace, you can get wasted pretty cheaply at one of these casinos. But they don't have that. I mean, you have to get up and go to the bar yourself.
Yeah. I mean, the illusion is that, you know, the money you lose will be made back on the drinks. It's usually not the case, but there's not even that illusion in Southern Maryland. Just
right. Or even if you don't, like, come out ahead, at least your losses are mitigated, or you can plan it. You get a little something out of it as opposed to just lightening your wallet.
Yeah, and then I assume any winnings they get just get plowed into booze at that bar.
You would think, but, you know, Basically, though, the people there are all thinking,
this is the best night of my life.
So as long as they're enjoying it.
Wait, didn't you say the band you said that too is coming to the Rod and Reel next week?
Oh yeah, Right On is going to be here in Chesapeake Beach at the local Rod and, at the big like the harbor.
The big Rod and Reel.
That's very exciting. Also, the wedding band at I think at the Shmorlando wedding.
Was that Right On?
I think it was.
Really?
I don't remember.
Well, I'm sure Juge booked him.
Oh yeah, undoubtedly.
Do you enjoy all the pictures from Bermuda?
Who went to Bermuda?
A lot of them just standing there.
Juge, don't you remember last week talking about...
No, we can talk about last week because
This was before the Baltica came out.
Before the Baltica? I don't know.
Yeah, we were all cogent about this because it came up when we were doing Juge's tweets, which you were sober for.
In the beginning about his trips...
We weren't sober. We were in the black zone yet.
We were talking about going to steal from him while he was away.
How many skins do you think I can fit in my mouth? I don't know, three? Nope, four. Get it? Four skins.
Yeah, no, I don't really remember too much to talk about Bermuda, but that podcast was definitely the worst podcast. I mean, there was some...
I'd say it's our best podcast.
I thought the first hour was really solid.
There was some good material, but I tried listening to the whole 3 hours, and it was painful. It was miserable.
Like the last hour?
The last hour and a half. Was just me slurring, not unable to finish a sentence without going, and then slow Joe on like the time delay of having to be asked questions through us and then to the phone and then relay everything you said because he couldn't hear you.
Well, I thought we really delved into some deep topics.
I really enjoyed his cats too.
Oh yeah, we pulled out how much Weigel loves Dragon books now. And then we asked Slowjo if he liked Dragon books. He said, well, my cats are named Sansa and Arya, so... I think that
did
might
you
be...
Did you tweet out that we are on the air so that potential callers could call in?
No. I guess I could do that now. Let's see. Tweet. Doesn't really make for good radio, but check this out. No, I'm not going to do that. That's stupid. Fuck that. Sorry, Keen.
Can I
don't want to dilute the quality of the tweeting. I mean, the tweets have really taken off and become a real compliment.
Look at last week. We tweeted out we were on the air, and then we ended up with Slowjo for like 90 minutes.
I said that
no,
we
you discover that he was – he tweeted that he had listened to 17 hours of podcasts the week before.
And then you like emailed him or called him.
Yeah. I guess we didn't arrange that.
Kane, I noticed you were active on –
the whole episode was a little cloudy.
I noticed you were active on the Twitter this week.
Yeah, I joined in a little bit on the Bryce Harper tweets.
Yeah,
you still have a lot to learn about tweeting because the people aren't going to see them unless you do the @ and then their tweet name.
Yeah, I don't care.
Right.
Their Twitter handle, I think, is the
thing. I mean, I was just producing material for the Twitter, which is, you know, another wing of our entertainment empire.
It's a massive empire, and it's a very important empire, or very important... Yeah, speaking of, do we want to go into Juju's tweets?
A little early in the show, but we can get it out of the way.
Well, I'm not staying for the duration.
Yeah, Weigel's got important dipping to do.
Yeah, I know. I love that I can literally hear him spitting in his dump cup.
It's really good. It smells great, too.
I'm going to take it out soon.
How many dip cups are lying around the
There's only one. I have one.
Yeah, we covered this. It's actually not nearly as many goop cups as there used to be in the past.
Really,
I've
cleaned up my act.
Oh, I know what we can talk about. Speaking of cleaning up acts, since you guys are such little gossipy sewing circle yentas, you like to discuss things when I'm in the bathroom and can't hear you. And I didn't know about it until I had to listen to that whole stupid podcast. And then I did actually like how when I came back, I said, I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you guys were saying because my stream was too thick and powerful. Because I had too strong of a stream. But anyway, I was blacked out, so I wasn't going to remember anyway. But why? I'm not the only one that's been on a date recently. Weigel here went on one.
Oh, yeah, but he was free and open about it. Yes, Weigel, how did that go?
It was awful.
Why?
Just all around awful. Poor conversation.
Looks conversation?
Just horrible conversation.
Handy quality?
What's that?
Handy quality?
Andy quality?
No, Keen wants to know if you got a hand job.
Oh, no, no.
And if it was just not up to your normal standards.
Yeah, no, it was just, I mean, let's put it this way. The highlight was
when it was up to your standards, or no?
No, it was not.
Okay, so you did receive one, but...
No, there was no hand job.
I heard there was some nuzzling, though.
No, there wasn't. She was not invited back into Igloo by the Bay.
Did she try to obtain an invitation?
Did she what?
Try to obtain an invitation into the Igloo.
No, I think it was pretty clear that wasn't going to happen.
What happened was Weigel told her that if she wanted to go on a date with him, she had to drive about 45 minutes from her house to Chesapeake Beach, and then they walked down to the local biker bar.
No, that was not true. I offered to meet her anywhere in Southern Maryland. Weigel's she said, demanded, no, I'll come up here.
Weigel's like, I'm a busy man with lots of lawyering to do. I can't take all this time to go all the way over to the neighboring county to go on some date with some broad I don't know.
So what county?
That's not at all what happened.
Yeah,
Charles County or St.
Mary's.
And then when they came over, Weigel said, all right, now we have to go to the Fisherman's Wharf area. What's it called? Emerald Cove.
We tried to go to two restaurants, but they were too crowded, so we went to Emerald Cove.
To hang out with all the bikers, and then Weigel ordered Natural Light, and she stuck her nose up at him and said, ugh, I'll have a Sam Adams, and ran up Weigel's tab.
Cost me at least 10 extra dollars due to her snotty beerness.
And that basically...
Was this conversation over? Chicken fingers?
She did get chicken fingers.
Chicken fingers?
All ladies would imagine a date with a Southern Maryland superstar Dave Buechner would be like.
Yeah, well, thank God it's over.
Yeah, so there will not be a second one.
No, there will not be a second date.
No, but I did, when Weigel wasn't looking, I found this girl's number in his phone and entered it into my phone.
Oh, good. Let's tweet that out so that the,
You notice that I'm being a lot more forthcoming than Spey ever was last weekend.
Yeah, well, we'll see how much you enjoy it when I tweet her this podcast, or I call her and...
Let's not do that.
I text her a link to this podcast after it goes up, and she can listen about how awful you thought she was.
I'm sure she feels the same way.
Impossible. You're a celebrity.
All right, let's move on.
Well, I think what we've established, though, is that, ladies, Weigel is out there. This woman did not steal his heart, and he's still available, so... if there's anyone out there that is looking for their soulmate and doesn't mind a little bit of a dipping habit, some tobacco, and and Natural Light, and wants to hook up with the Attorney to the Stars here, a local celebrity here in Calvert County.
Very available. Yeah, let's tweet out a picture. I would like tweeting out a picture of Weigel out to our female listeners so that we can try to find someone interested.
Yeah, well, there's also a little bit going on for the for another date with someone new, another date number one.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about her because I like her actually.
His wife.
Was it also set up by Mrs. Buechner?
No, I met her at a played some cornhole with her.
Cornhole is a code word for smooth HJ, of course.
No, it's not. It's actual beanbag tossing game.
Yeah, beanbag meaning.
Hi-oh, beanbag.
All right, let's moving on. How about
now we see that it's not so much.
Yeah, hey, so when's that going to be? Is that this week? Are we going to be able to discuss?
No, she's over in your part of the world. She's in Seattle.
I guess that's kind of my part of the world, yes.
Compared to Maryland.
Seattle. So you're going to try to engage in a 2,200-mile long-distance relationship?
No, she's traveling there. She's from here.
Her conversation is much better than the other girl. My conversation, so, I mean, hand.
All right, this is ridiculous.
So you'll take her to the Bone Zone, not this week, but the week after.
Keen, I'm not, no comment.
Oh, no, I don't want to talk about it. Oh, you want to go to the Bone Zone over there? No, I'm David Weigel. I'm too important. I can't talk about this. It's not cool.
This interview is over.
What a hypocrite.
Yeah, you're right. I freely admit my hypocrisy.
I will take you to court on this and then hire you as my star attorney to prosecute your bullshit.
You're in my way.
When you're ready to go on your date with her, are you going to say,
ready to go?
No.
No?
No, but when it's over, he is going to say this. That'll be the celebration.
Enough of this.
I don't know if it is enough, Keen. What do you think?
No, I don't think so. And then when they're trying to measure their sexual compatibility, Weigel's going to be all like,
And then when they pass, the honeymoon stage and they're actually getting tired of each other and she starts nagging him, he'll be like,
"Don't tell me my business, devil woman!"
Thank you, guys.
They're never going to pass the honeymoon phase.
Yeah, that's your whole relationship all right there flashing before your eyes or your ears. Hey,
I know. And then she's going to go back to her friends and be like, "Man, I got a date with a Calvert County celebrity who literally has
40 million fucking Deutschmarks."
Man, that's a lot of Deutschmarks.
It is a lot of Deutschmarks. Speaking of lawyers,
you can basically buy half of Calvert County.
Let's move on to this.
Weigel's so eager to move on to the next topic. So, Keen, have you been following Film Drunk closely?
I had one more.
What's that?
Yeah, Weigel's gonna probably give her some type of UTSFB at some point in the date, and she'll say,
"Just call me Mr. Butterfingers."
Actually, he'll say that.
Yeah, Weigel will say that because Butterfingers is code for very skilled at under the skirt finger blast.
All right, you guys are crass.
This is our best segment in
week. I think this has been by far and away the best thing that we've ever done.
Yeah, let's revisit this next week also, regardless of whether the date has happened.
Right. Yeah, this could be a recurring topic. Weigel's love life.
Only if Spey makes his open for discussion.
You already.
I don't think it's a tit for tat situation. There's no quid pro quo, Weigel.
This is bullshit.
Why don't you go to JP like you did last time and pump him for information?
I will.
Yeah, great.
JP did tell me a good story about one of his dates tonight.
Oh yeah.
Yes, let's share it. Of course, the author of our theme song.
Yeah.
He was telling me how he got hooked up. One of his mom's friends was like, "You know, I'll hook you up." And this all started because JP was saying he hated having family and friends hook him up because he thought he would just disappoint them.
And man, that's kind of a bleak outlook.
I know. Well, you know JP.
JP.
So anyway, he finally told this woman, like, "Oh, I'm playing this gig at Ragtime." So this woman sent this girl down there, and I guess JP didn't know who it was, but she got really drunk. And one of her friends comes up to JP between sets and goes, "Just what are your intentions with my friend?"
That's not at all awkward. That's like what you normally would love to see before even meeting the person.
And then JP apparently, this is what he claims to have said, "It's to marry her." And that was about the end of it.
Boom. Panties dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Nice line.
You saw Juju's email about how the pledge class will try to have some type of trip every
year. Yeah, Orlando told me about it.
Yeah, and how the idea is because pretty much everyone that's going to get married in the near future is married.
Right. Weddings. Right.
I think it's just you and JP left.
It is. I'm in good company.
Yeah, for you two.
Really? So for the whole, you guys' whole pledge class, only you two remain unmarried?
Yeah.
Or those two?
I'll be back in a second, Keen.
Weigel's going to go remove his lip of cancer-causing tobacco.
It's highly attractive to the ladies.
Yeah, he should totally quit tobacco like some people have managed to do.
Yes, yeah, those of us with willpower.
Yeah, like total bosses. Had mastered our own abilities. Yeah, so moving on from Weigel, but kind of in the same topic there of lawyers, have you been following Film Drunk at all?
Are we talking the blog or the Twitter? I don't follow any of the Twitter stuff.
Right, well, what about the blog?
Yeah, I have been following.
Have you been watching all of their videos about Adam Raposa, a lawyer?
No, the videos are the one thing I can't. I never watch because I check out my
phone. Well, you're in for a treat because we basically found what we need to do for Weigel to create, to get the name out. I mean, he's a local celebrity here, but this could go viral if we repeat exactly what this thing is.
Yeah,
I need to buy a big truck first.
Yeah, but
is this something, video we can play? Is there sound?
Oh, no, it's sound. You're not going to lose too much by not seeing it, but I think you're going to enjoy it, and I think this is going to be, I don't know, there's not that many people have seen it, so it's kind of exclusive, but
And you know, I'm an excellent video creator/editor.
Oh, yeah, you can be really good at this too. Well, anyway, give a listen to this, and then we'll see if we get any ideas, if it inspires you at all.
America is about freedom. And every time I look and I see somebody trying to stop Americans from enjoying their freedom, this is my truck. All I can think is, I'm a lawyer. Why don't are you get in my way? I'm a lawyer. I'm a lawyer. Don't get in my way. And if you're prosecuting my client, you are. I am a lawyer. And I'm out of my way.
That come through, Keen?
Yeah, that came through perfectly.
So all you missed was so it was like smashed up cuts of like you know stuff going on at the same time. But he basically
he runs his large truck with a deer killer on it into a car.
He's just smashing up a car the entire time.
Yeah, can we get on this? This would be a great house podcast, you know, multimedia experience.
What, to make a video for Weigling? We just walk around saying, "I am a lawyer."
Yeah, I don't think I'll be retaining your services for that.
Here. Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, they didn't retain my services for the New Year's video. So.
Yeah, but you haven't posted that.
I don't have much choice in this one.
Here's another one, though. This one is seen by even. This is only 257 people, so we're really on the cutting edge.
It's not really that good. It's not nearly as good as the other one.
It's not as good as that one, but it's still pretty good. I mean, it's also a little bit more basic and a little simpler.
Yeah, but Keen won't be able to see him puking.
Well, no, that's not.
No, that's not that one.
Yeah, this is another one. All right, but this is another. Maybe some more ideas will be sparked by this. It's kind of repetitive, though, but either way.
I'm Adam Raposa. I'm a lawyer. I'm a lawyer. I'm a lawyer. 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 I'm a lawyer.
That was the second one. When you thought it cut out there, it just had a message that said, "This is from Adam Raposa, a lawyer." So a little text there.
He's also a patriot and champion.
Champion. A message from Adam Raposa, lawyer, patriot, champion.
Hey Weigel, what's your profession again?
I'm a lawyer.
All right, great. Hey, we've got enough for the video.
I can't wait.
Hey, if you could just take some photos around the house of Weigel.
Yeah. I was also thinking.
Send those to me, and we'll have a video.
Yeah. Could also do a good Cribs location here with the Igloo by the Bay.
Yeah, can we do that? I'd like to start getting into the multimedia.
Right, a few more videos. We could take a few videos of this crib, since it's basically part of Balso Hard University. It's like an extension.
Yeah, well, take some videos and send them to me. I'll edit them into a cogent video.
Great, you can fire up the old Lappy there, the Macintosh.
Yeah.
I'll be kicking spay out effective June 30th.
Why? What?
Yeah, I can't have Igloo by the Bay be shown all over Calvert County.
Why? I'm not gonna have your address. It's gonna open the door and be like, "Yo, Ballo, check out this crib. We've got two coffee tables. We got
two coffee pots.
Two coffee. We got ebony and ivory, black and white coffee makers. We got a fridge that leaks water. We got a washing machine that leaks water.
What's the dehumidifier that leaks water?
We got a dehumidifier that leaks water. Boom." Got comic book corner up here in the studio.
Yeah, Spay, take some video this week.
Great.
This is a Wacky Stuff production. We have a long history of video production.
Yeah, we could be making millions by minting these and selling them on eBay, various other outlets. I'm sure Walmart will pick them up.
We're just helping our pal Weigel get his name out there too.
Yeah, who's a lawyer if you didn't know?
You guys are really great pals.
Don't worry, Weigel. I marked that point of the show at. We'll have that audio. You can add that to the soundboard, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. If anyone wants to mess with us, That's the great thing about Adam Raposa. Adam Raposa is he keeps telling people that he's the one that you don't want in your way. He's got a truck. I guess he's going to run you over.
Hey, Weigel, I don't remember. What's your profession again?
Weigel.
A little louder this time, also. Yelling, if you could.
Just all he's doing is scowling.
Scream it, if you could.
No.
Weigel, are you not a lawyer?
Hey, Weigel, what's that profession where you apply to the bar association?
Bartender?
It's like an attorney, but...
Counselor at law?
Is it a counselor at law, or would you say that you're an attorney?
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, if we ever wanted pictures of Weigel scowling, it's a good way to do it, I guess. Just to tell him that, and then snap some photos.
Yeah, Spay, you must like this turning of the tables on Weigel after blindsiding you last week.
Yeah, after last week's taking advantage of my complete stupor.
Keen, you're the one pushing for more details on this.
Well, I always do that.
Yeah, well, we'll be able to, I don't know, we'll do something for Keen. There's Comic-Con coming up soon. I'm sure that's going to be something.
Hey, yeah, have you got your Jubilee costume yet?
No, not yet.
No, Jubilee's been taken off the table. What did you think about that other idea, though?
What, going as an Aquabat?
Yeah, you love the Aquabats.
Yeah, I do love the Aquabats.
Who's your favorite Aquabat?
Probably MC Bat Commander.
Yeah, you'll probably get recognized by tons of your fellow Aquabats fans at Comic-Con.
Well, I know, especially because Super Show that we're all going to as pals.
Oh, have you figured that out? When is it?
Yeah, it's at the House of Blues. Yeah, you need to buy a ticket for that today also. It's $20 plus ticket fee.
$20 plus ticket fee for Aquabats?
Yeah.
Who knew?
What, don't you want to see MC Bat Commander, Crash McLarson, Jimmy the Robot, Ricky Fitness, Bones, Falcon Hawk in concert?
I mean, not really, but it doesn't sound too bad of an idea. It definitely sounds like a better value than a zombie walk of boredom.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to do that. $70. If there's a Groupon for it, I'll probably do it. But I don't think I'm going to do it.
When is this comic convention?
July 15th. Are you going to come out?
No, I will not be.
Why?
Come out like a pal.
No, I have better things to do.
It's a little mini pals reunion.
I'm pretty sure you don't have better things to do.
I'm quite sure I do.
He's got...
Is that when your big date is?
Hopefully it's before that.
Okay, so there might just be some follow-up plowing July 15th.
The future Mrs. Weigel needs all of her needs. This has many needs that require attention.
This is ridiculous.
I don't think it's that ridiculous.
Can we play Juju's tweets before I go to bed?
Yeah, that's fine, Weigel.
Weigel has some sonnets and love poems he needs to compose.
He has been reading the Romeo and Juliet very intensely trying to get some...
Actually, I haven't been reading Romeo and Juliet.
I got my first comment on that blog.
Oh, from who?
It was Vita, and it said, beyond shitty.
Vita's still very salty. He's not allowed an Igloo by the Bay.
Yeah, he brings it up a lot. He fucked up Twitter.
Yeah, Vita's been tweeting a lot to our Twitter.
Also, the bartender last night, where Spay was saying how he needed to still invite Dan Walker to... Pal's Seaside for New Year's, and she found our impressions of Dan very humorous.
Oh, we were doing the salty Dan.
I don't think I've ever heard this impression.
We were just both sitting there going like this.
Guys, I know Eric is short, but Eric, why do you have to drink so much?
You gotta go to bed. What are you doing?
Is this like how he was super mad that she was sitting on the balcony at 9 a.m. just smoking cigarettes and binge drinking?
Yeah, and chugging all that with Derek and Derek's friend. Chugging lots of booze. Yeah, that was fun. And she's like, what are you guys doing? We're like, oh, it's just our friend Dan does that. It's like, okay. Then we tried to have a joke off, and that didn't go too well.
Why, what jokes did you use?
I used, what's the difference between a piano and a fish?
Yes.
You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish. And she was like, oh, that's great, I want to marry you.
That's a good one, Spade. Did you take her back to the bone zone?
No.
I'm trying to stay faithful to
enough.
No, let's pursue this line.
Alright, on to Juju's tweets.
Yeah, I don't see what the the big deal with Spay. It's not like she listened to the show, and she certainly wasn't going to listen to 3 hours of our show.
No, I don't think any. I think maybe Slow Joe. Oh, Vita listened to the whole thing.
Why would you subject yourself to that?
Yeah, I know. I didn't even listen to the whole thing.
Oh, no. It was bad, too. Especially, it got to the point where I couldn't. Literally couldn't finish the sentence.
Yeah, when we were trying to play the second round of Juju's tweets.
I just turned it off. Last 10 minutes was just stupid. I was really blacked out at that point. Like, I don't remember a second.
I mean, I think all of us were getting close to pretty drunk at that point.
Yeah, I mean, that's what made it so terrible. Eavesdropping on four drunks. Talking about nothing. It's not good radio or podcast.
Have you had another Baltica since then? Or will you ever have another Baltica?
I doubt it. The only way it was tolerable is that I drank like 10 Natty Lights beforehand. And then and when I got done drinking most of that Baltica, it was just lights out.
You bought it because of its economical effectiveness, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, went back to the grocery store that sells all the booze, and I saw it sitting there in the little fridge container case thing. And I thought, like, man, it's still got that appeal of being basically a 2-liter bottle of shitty malt liquor. But then I just flash back to, like, how miserable it was. And even though it's got that, like, 50 cents a unit price point, 50 cents a unit of 5% beer, 12 ounces. Remember the math? Anyway, well, so a single unit of beer is 12 ounces of 5%. And so to get that down to 50 cents a unit is pretty tough. Like Budweiser, you're talking more like a dollar. So even a cube, a 30-pack of Natty Light is still like 60 or 70 cents.
Yeah, especially when you consider, I mean, you're using 5%, but Natty Light comes in at, what, like 4.1%?
Right, that's why it's a little more.
It's good value. How did you feel the next morning?
Oh, I felt terrible. I feel pretty bad now, but I felt much worse last Sunday.
I mean, I assume a Baltica hangover is way worse than a normal hangover.
It reminded me of the King Cobra days, those hangovers, when I would just hang out in the basement of Pal's cabin and chug some Camel Lights and polish off a six-pack. Those were dark days. Yeah,
dark solid days, bro.
Dark days and painful mornings. So yeah.
I mean, Weigel and I talked this week on the phone. We were hoping that Baltica would make another appearance at some point.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, you guys are
like very well for like a these Saturday Friday night type recordings.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think we're at our best when we're totally shit faced. I think it really detracts from our ability to. Do anything coherent. That's just me. I mean, people are welcome to give feedback. Any pals out there want to let us know how much they didn't like it.
I think Slojo forced Georgia to listen to the entire last minute of her show.
Yeah, that I would be mad if I was the spouse of someone that made me listen to 3 hours of that crap.
Yeah, because she sent me something on Facebook that's like, Joe's making me listen to the entire show to hear him talk on the podcast.
Did Mr. Spean even listen to any of that?
Of course not. She's literally driving across the country where you'd probably be desperate for anything to listen to, and she's not listening to the 3 hours.
Yeah. She listens to most of the other ones, though, right?
No, I don't think so.
No, not anymore?
The novelty has worn off.
Yeah, I mean, she already hears my nasally drone, like, funny already.
Yeah, but she gets to check in on me and Weigel here. She gets to see what else is going on in the world of pals.
I mean, she's lived with you, Spec. I think she's got a fairly good idea of what's going on.
Yeah, so now she's going to miss having that so close.
I mean, I think the only thing she'd take away from the Baltica episode is I'm glad he didn't discover Baltica like 3 weeks, a month.
When she was my landlord?
Yes.
Oh, well.
All right, let's go on to Juju's tweets here.
Yeah, Juju. Remember when Juge tweeted that when we told him that last episode was up and all he tweeted was, I'm not listening to that bullshit, you morons.
No, assholes.
Yeah, he also tweeted that from Bermuda.
Yeah. So maybe...
In fact, all of his tweeting this week has been from Bermuda.
Well, then he tweeted up after it was either last night or Friday night, and it was like 2:30 a.m., so I was pretty hammered, but I wrote, belching is the best. Nothing like a nice, smooth belch. Am I right or am I right? And then he wrote back, pals telling pals they're right.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I didn't really get it.
I think, it, you know, hopefully, I mean, he knows that, you know.
Spey just explained it rather well. That's pretty much it.
That's all there is to it. I was just hoping he wasn't actually mad. You know, maybe he's sick of our bullshit. And, you know, we're not making fun of his tweets. We're celebrating them. But
all of Spey's tweets about battleships have been part of a trending topic.
Yeah, battleships. Big trend these days now, battleships. I've been having a good amount of battleships. Probably have one a little later. Me and McDonald's are going to go around four or five.
It sounds like your dining options are pretty limited there, Spey, because all I see is Chinese food and McDonald's.
That's been about half of my meals last week. My good friend Chef Boyardee, my other good friend Dinty Moore. I had some salad. I ate a whole head of lettuce over the week.
What does Weigel eat these days now that he can't fry delicious liver for dinner every night?
He's found plenty of other meats to fry. Maybe in our episode of Igloo by the Bay, Cribs Edition, we'll open the freezer and you'll see giant stacks of tinfoiled meat.
Weigel, can you just participate in this week? We can do a Cribs by the Bay West Coast edition, too, when Spey comes out here.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to be busy at work.
I'll be pointing out all the baller stuff.
Stop being such a baby. Contribute to the show. Yes?
That's what it'll be like. A bunch of man slamming action. No, Weigel's latest dining masterpiece was two soft shell crabs.
They were delicious.
Soft shell crabs and just ate them?
Yeah, have you ever seen soft shell crabs?
I cooked them, then I ate them.
I think the idea of them are really gross, actually.
Yeah, like you eat like the claws and the guts and the face.
The eyes. You cut the face off.
But you're still eating all its organs. It's poop organs, whatever.
Yeah,
it's delicious.
The little spindly legs that are made out of like pointy, like, you know. Yeah, no, just
they do not have hair on them.
Just chop them up and
got little crab hairs on them, Michael. They're disgusting.
It's one of the more heinous things I've ever seen. And you just fry them in a pan, and then the whole place smells of crabs and salty crabness and Old Bay. And then what?
They didn't put any Old Bay on them.
Just there's so much Old Bay or Old Bay imitation.
There's no Old Bay.
Whatever it was.
There's no crab seasoning involved at all.
That's even worse because that means all you're getting.
It's delicious.
Oh god, it is so heinous. Just giant insects that live in the ocean. Just enormous bugs.
Tarantulas.
Yeah, they're giant with hard shells with pinchers and claws.
Yeah, they're basically scorpions.
Yeah.
They're not scorpions.
They're uglier than scorpions. They're big fat flat scorpions. Whoever the first person that came up with the idea of eating soft shell crabs has to be a lunatic. Just pull them out of the ocean and go like, oh, delicious fucking crabs, and just start chewing on the shell. Ugh.
You could negotiate some kind of rent decrease for having to deal with crab poop ogre all the time in the house.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to figure that out. Maybe I'll get my attorney, my retained attorney, to get on that.
Let's go to LegalZoom. I got a nice package from LegalZoom this week, actually. Very professional work for $60.
Oh, wow, very nice. Is that your power of attorney to sell State League Peen Manor? Is that officially gone now then, huh?
We close a week from Monday.
Oh, okay. So you can still go in, like I can still go there now and just like break in and be like, oh, it's just the Peen's house, no big deal.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, we got some new Twitter guys to follow. So hopefully it'll be an interesting round of
it's just Juge versus one, though, right?
Right, Juge. So we got three new guys. Juge versus Rob Delaney. Juge versus Jimmy Norton. Yeah, I think he's just a comedian. I don't know. I found him through some other tweets. And then Juge versus something called CNN News. Weigel, stop looking. Stop reading, Weigel.
I'm not.
You're
I'm
just staring, fucking cheating.
I'm staring into nothing.
The whole point of the game is you're not supposed to know which tweets are whose. Ugh. All right.
Let me start. I'm turning around, Keen. Play the song.
All right, let me play the Juge's tweet song. Let me just pull this up. Where is it? Number 16 on the soundboard.
Even more depressing than I remember.
All right, that's Juge's tweets. Now it's time to play everybody's favorite game show in the history of podcasting, Juge's tweets. Yes. All right, fun stuff. So Weigel and Keane are both playing. It's like playing the house. You're not really in competition against each other, although I guess if somebody gets more right than the other, then they would be declared the winner.
Only one right.
No, it's like golf. It's a game against yourself.
Right, and right now you guys are all skunked. You're all goose eggs. Yeah, not yet got any right, but I like the confidence. I like the confidence. All right, let's go in here. This is Juge or Rob Delaney. Comedian Rob Delaney or pal Andrew Juge. Okay, this one is going to be really tough because, you know, I like to give you guys some fake outs and everything. We'll see if you can get this one, though. This might be the toughest one yet. We'll start off with the hardest one. Okay, tweet number one. I just Googled my blog and found a forum discounting my street cred based on a Facebook page saying I worked at Kmart. Wrong Andrew Juge. Tweet number one. Tweet number two. Remember Richard Simmons' Sweating to the Oldies? Well, I just fucked my friend Jason's grandmother. Tweet number two. I'll do another one more time. They're pretty tough. I told you this one is going to be the toughest. So tweet number one. I just Googled my blog and found a forum discounting my street cred based on a Facebook page saying I worked at Kmart. Wrong Andrew Juge. And tweet number two. Remember Richard Simmons's Sweating to the Oldies? Well, I just fucked my friend Jason's grandmother. So those are the two tweets. Keen, you got any thoughts on that?
Yeah, this one's a really tough one this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got some thoughts. I think it really doesn't make any sense to me that Juge would be tweeting about himself like that. I mean, he is a well-known celebrity. I don't know if you saw, but I did see this week that he was actually tweeted back by Drew Brees.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about someone with, you know, real notoriety, so it makes sense to me that, you know, an up-and-comer like Delaney would be looking up at someone that's really established themselves.
Yeah. That was quite a coup for Juge when he got Drew Brees to basically say, like, hey, man, good tweet. You're fun.
Yeah. He posted an entire blog post about it, actually, on his Saints Nation blog.
Oh, really? I got to keep up with the Saints Nation a little bit better.
No, you don't really. So, yeah, I kind of see Rob Delaney being the one to be tweeting about Andrew Juge.
Right. Okay.
And, you know, Juge will really put his penis in anything.
So you're going with fucking his friend Jason's grandmother is Juge, tweet number two, and tweet number one, looking up the wrong Andrew Juge is Rob Delaney.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. I got you locked down. Weigel, your thoughts here?
I think tweet number one is this Delaney fella. I mean, why would Juge be confused about which Juge is which?
Yeah.
Also, Juge has been on a real workout kick, you know, bros losing weight hashtag. So
bros watching weight.
Watching weight, sorry. Yeah. So it makes sense he was, you know, familiar with Richard Simmons. And like Keem said, Juge would pretty much stick his dick in anything. So I'm going to go number one, Rob Delaney. Number two, Andrew Juge.
All right. Got you locked in. And both wrong. Sorry. Yeah. Juge actually was. See, I was thinking maybe you would think that was the other Andrew Juge. That Juge, like, Juge actually did work at Kmart and had his street count discounted correctly. And this was another Andrew Juge's tweeter. Yeah, but it's not. No, it was the real Andrew Juge.
I just thought it might be a red herring by you.
Right, yeah. And then Rob Delaney did tweet that. There's a good Twitter feed on Rob Delaney there.
All right, next round. Second time's the charm. Yeah, you feel it?
Feeling good there? All right. All right, let's close that Twitter feed. Now we have Andrew Juge versus Little Jimmy Norton. Okay, so tweet number one. Everybody ready?
Yep.
Tweet number one, I know the purists loathe it, but I'm sorry. Penalty kick shootout is absolutely one of the most intense and exciting moments in sports. Tweet number two, I was watching an interracial blowjob porn and I noticed a post to Facebook icon in the corner. So tempting. Tweet number one, we'll do it one more time. I know the purists loathe it, but I'm sorry. PK shootout is absolutely one of the most intense and exciting moments in sports. Tweet number two is, I was watching an interracial blowjob porn, and I noticed a post to Facebook icon in the corner. So tempting.
Oh, I think this one's pretty easy.
Michael, you want to go ahead and take
it? I'm going to jump right in here, Keen, if you don't mind. Given Juge's use and knowledge of social media, I think number two is clearly Juge. He definitely he likes to post on all social networks.
Multiple platforms.
Multiple platforms. Yes. And you know, Jimmy Norton loves soccer. Everyone knows that. Tweet number one is little Jimmy Norton. Tweet number two, the interracial blowjob one is Juge.
All right, got your answers locked in. Very good reasoning. Sounds like you got a pretty strong opinion there. Keen, what do you say?
I know that Jude's a real lover of soccer. He is a very big purist, and I really can't see him defending the idea of a penalty kick.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, when we were in school, I don't know if you recall, but like everyone had Napster, but a lot of us had iMesh also.
Mm.
At one point, Jude had downloaded every porn video on iMesh.
It's kind of a big hard drive.
Kind of like that thing where you're like, I guess I have everything. Like, there's nothing else for me to get.
Yeah.
I mean, there's one thing he loves, it's interracial porn.
Ultimate collector when it comes to that.
Yeah. And he's a guy that likes to share with his friends. So, when he found a nice black on blondes one, of course he'd want to share it with his pals.
Yeah, very tempting. Okay, so you agree with Weigel. You think tweet number one is Jim Norton and tweet number two is our pal Andrew Juge. All right, you're very confident, and it turns out
you're correct. Yes, Michael. Yes, Keen, we finally did it.
No, I'm afraid that was Keen from UHF calling you guys stupid because that one was wrong. Jim Norton was the one watching the interracial blowjob porn, and Juge was commenting on the penalty kicks, probably England and Italy, which just took place today.
Keen, we really need to bring in some type of third party to observe. If Spay's actually correct.
I wonder how many correct answers we've given that Spay just lied.
Oh, no. There's one thing I care about. It's the integrity of our games here on Plopcast, Pals Podcast. I would never, ever stoop to so low as something as cheating in this game.
Winston works for PwC. We should bring him in. It'll be like the Oscars where they have to have the...
I welcome the audit. That's fine with me.
Alright, on to round three.
Never whatever. I want you guys to win almost as badly as you do. And I only say that because I know you want to win so badly. Okay.
This is really ruining the beginning of my week.
Round number three. Whose tweet is this? First American title on ATP. What? Oh, sorry. This is either Andrew Juge or something called CNN News USA. So I guess it's a news Twitter outlet. Tweet number one. Who is this? Andrew Juge or CNN News USA? Tweet number one. First American title on ATP Tour this year. Finally. Awesome week by Andy Roddick. Hope he can carry momentum into Wimbledon. Tweet number two. Our top story tonight. Garbage men. Are they just huge raccoons? One more time. Tweet number one. First American title on ATP Tour this year. Finally. Awesome week by Andy Roddick. Hope he can carry momentum into Wimbledon. Tweet number two, our top story tonight, garbage men, are they just huge raccoons? Keen, you want to start this one off again?
Yeah.
It's another tough one. Yeah. Not as tough as the first one, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it is very typical of CNN to talk about, mediocre, unimportant sports like tennis.
Yeah.
They push it all the time on CNN SI. A lot of soccer talk, a lot of tennis talk. So the first one sounds a lot like CNN, and, garbage.
Yes, solid reasoning. So
you don't need to think too in depth about it. It seems pretty clear.
Yeah.
The first one does seem like a CNN headline. Like the scroll at the bottom. And CNN would probably be excited about an American. It's an American organization. Juge known lover of nocturnal animals. Which raccoons are, so definitely going to go with Juge as the raccoon and CNN with the tennis.
Okay, so once again, you guys agree. I got your answers locked in here.
First right coming up.
Tweet number one is incorrect.
What?
Again, why don't this play? I tried to get Cooney to come up again, but it's not working for me. It's supposed to call you guys stupid again. I'm sorry. It's not working, but... Oh, wait, here we go.
Stop it! You're so stupid!
That makes you guys both collective 0 for 6 on the day. Andrew Juge was getting pumped up for Wimbledon. He also has another tweet somewhere on here where he calls it Wimby, which I find just adorable. And CNN News USA, that was that their top story was garbage men. Are they just huge raccoons? Yeah, they have a lot of interesting stories on that CNN News USA Twitter. Another one I very much enjoyed that I read to Weigel, so I couldn't use it again, was Obama outlaws honey bunches of oats. More like honey bunches of nope, says the FDA as they dump all of them into the ocean. Yeah, well, I thought that was funny. I love a good pun, as you know.
Good turn of phrase.
What about this one? Why have a heat wave when you could have a wheat wave, says local troublemaker who has been throwing bread at me. Yep. Well, Brady, when you are, that concludes another edition of Juju's Tweets. Man. Weigel, you can now shuffle off to bed. It is 11:15 Eastern.
It's 11:16
Eastern Standard Time. Yes, okay.
I've got a lot of big lawyering to do
this week. I know. Yeah. I did. Big day. I'm a big big week in the lawyering community.
Yeah.
A lot of writing up our cease and desist letter to the fake pals.
What's that?
A lot of time spent writing up the cease and desist letter to the fake pals.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah, you know who's kind of replaced the fake pals as public enemy number one in my eyes? Terrible Dustin Rowles for ruining a once good blog called Warm and Glow.
I mean, yeah, I have an intense hatred for the fake pals, though.
Yeah, I don't want to let them off the hook or anything, but I will say
that Dustin Rowles is probably the least cool person on
Earth. Yeah.
Below
brackets.
Wow. Is he Kappa Sig Man?
I'd say sub Borda. Or he could be Andrew Borda under a writer's pseudonym.
Oh yeah, yeah, good point. I think he did go to WNL and pledge Kappa Sig around that time.
Very, very likely to
be. All right, pals, good night.
That would explain a lot.
Hey, Weigel, I went to a baseball game with this dude from WNL on Friday. There was some talk about, hey, when's our 10-year alumni weekend? Is it a year from this October?
Alumni weekend is in May.
Is it a year from this coming May, or is it this coming May?
It'll be this coming May, because it would have been... No, the...
We already passed May.
Yeah, May 2013.
Okay, so it's like, you know, less than a year from now?
Yeah, I guess.
Can you rent an RV for that? Did you make a mobile party wagon? You're one of the two single people, so it would make sense for you.
Maybe. I'll think about it.
This is a suggestion from this dude. He said it was the greatest idea they ever had.
Who is this dude? This random dude? What's his name?
Alan Hamrick.
Alan Hamrick.
None of us would know him. He's graduated before we.
So his name is like Rick, except Ham.
Juan Hamon.
Hamrick. What about, is there like Beef Rick and Bacon Rick?
Steak Rick.
Steak Rick.
That's good meat humor.
Yeah. Everybody loves a good Spam Rick joke.
Mutton Rick.
Yeah. Ooh, a good, no, everyone loves a good Lamb Rick. Greeks are.
Yeah, but.
I love my favorite kind of poem. Yeah. Nice lamb.
Oh, boo.
Michael, he said it was great because there's all kinds of dumb alumni things. Like, there's some dean that hosts a dinner or something. So you pull up in the RV, and then all of us just binge shrink in the RV for 15 minutes before we even exit it. Or we're clearly parked in the driveway of this event.
Hey, I have a question. When you get to be a dean, is one of the perks that they provide you an apartment with a kitchen and deaning room?
Yeah,
high five on that
there
one.
It is.
Yeah, boom. Crush that one. Like a little hanging curve. Pow.
It was 350 right down the middle.
Crushed it.
All right, Keen, goodbye.
Bye bye, Weigel.
Bye, Spud.
Goodbye, David.
Bye, pals.
See you down the hall. I guess you just shut that. All right, well, down to just me here in the studio.
We've got 5 minutes left. We're at the 55-minute mark.
55. All right, well, that's good. I didn't really have too many other topics. I thought we could go back. The one thing I did enjoy was talking about terrible white people cultural trends.
Yes. Why are there some new ones we need to cover?
No, that's just what I had written down in my little notebook here.
Hey, what's the deal with this Adam Carolla thing? I don't know anything about it. I saw the tweets about it, but why is he controversial?
Oh, yeah, that was another thing that Dustin Rouse did that was just absolutely pathetic. So Adam Carolla is doing a tour for his book, like promoting. So he's talking to like a whole bunch of like different people, and like you've heard the Ace Man on his podcast before, right? Yeah, you know his thing is he just like goes on rants and complains about everything nonstop. So I'm assuming, well, he said in his podcast, like the last one that I actually addressed it is he did an interview with the New York Post, and this is after he sat down and did The View. And I guess, you know, not uncommon of many comedians that they hold the people that host The View in very low esteem. So, you know, he's basically bitching that people like that have jobs where, like, you know, there's funnier dudes out there that have been much more suited for it. And then I ended up with him saying that, long story short, he basically said, like, women aren't funny. And if you're a woman, just be a writer on a sitcom because they'll never fire you, and you don't have to be as funny as anyone else because you'll just be the woman, like token woman, basically. And then he brought up like his experience, like making pilots for shows and like hiring women and them not being funny. So like from his experience, like women aren't that funny. And I don't think it's like necessarily sexist to say that there are like a greater percentage of like comedians who are males than female, just because whatever, natural selection, that's just how it shakes out. You know, there's more female bikini models than there are male bikini models.
Right, right.
Yeah. So.
Well, it sounds like he would say some of that in jest also. I mean, he's like best friends with like Sarah Silverman and some other like female
models. Yeah. Well, and then he did say like, well, but you know, there are funny women like Sarah Silverman. He listed like a bunch of people. But it was just like him bitching about like women not being funny, but just part of his rant. So, you know, he definitely came off sounding like a jerk, and I don't know, like most people wouldn't say that. And I don't know many people that totally agree with him 100%, but that's just like his shtick, whatever.
Yeah,
just goes on and on. I mean, he also makes fun of like, I mean, what, Alison Rosen is his co-host, and he's got, and he makes fun of Latinos all the time. Like,
yeah, I enjoyed your tweet to Alison Rosen this week. Oh
yeah, when she does her news, and it should be when you finish a beer, you zip it, cup. I thought that was good because Alison Rosen ends the news and says, "Zip it, cunt."
Our great peers that we're all on equal levels with in our podcast.
Yeah. Oh, I know. The whole thing would be, she goes, "I'm Alison Rosen, that's the news, zip it, cup, or cunt." And it would be, "I'm Alison Rosen, that's the booze, zip it, cup."
Yeah. Repression, reply back to you.
I don't know. I'm not having good luck getting anyone to reply to our tweets.
I mean, you got Dustin Rouse that one time.
Yeah, Dustin Rouse. Frank Drebin tweeted us, and I got really excited at first. Because it's his Twitter handle is @EnricoPalazzo. And I guess I tweeted something about Naked Gun, and he probably, it's like a spam thing. It just says, so he just writes back, "Like a midget at a urinal, I was going to have to stay on my toes." Which is a hilarious line from the Naked Gun, but then I like clicked on his Twitter feed, and it's just that 7,000 times.
Probably, so I'm guessing it's just like,
yeah, it's definitely a computer program. Anytime you mention Naked Gun, it probably tweets out at you that same line.
Now that Weigel's gone, I also enjoy seeing all of his hard evidence that Weigel loves dragon books. That's with firm quotes that you've recorded.
Oh, yeah, also on the Twitter feed of, "Hey, there's nothing better than a nice dragon book, Dane Wiedner."
I think he also said, "WWE and dragon books are cool."
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. Now that Waggle's not around, we can talk about how stupid World Wrestling Entertainment is. Now it's on all the time in here.
Nothing impresses the ladies. I'll bet it was made great date conversation when he was talking about WWE.
Yeah. I'll put my X-Men comic books up against WWE Monday Night Raw for dorkier things to still enjoy as a 30-year-old male.
I'm willing to bet that the crowd at EDC Neo Comic Convention is much more tolerable.
Yeah, for straight Dave's man slam and max out. Yeah, I mean, like, you see the shots of the crowd whenever they have those things. They're all holding up terrible, terrible signs, and they all have... It's a lot like the crowd at the Pirate's Cave or wherever we went to for that biker bar yesterday. A lot of guys with tattoos, a lot of leather cuts, a lot of facial hair. One guy walked into the bar wearing, like, a button-down blue collared shirt, like a nice shirt, and was like, "Well, this guy just needs to go." The wrong place.
Hey, Bryce, what's Weagle's favorite thing? That's a dragon book question.
Yeah, even Bryce Harper knows. in interviews asking about Calvert County star attorney Dane Vietner. What's his favorite thing? He'll answer. Dragon Book question, bro.
Can you really take some video from the Calvert County Cribs? It would actually give me something to do to edit in video.
Yeah, sure. Igloo by the Bay. I'll fire up the...
Just get him to narrate. It's easy.
Yeah, we can get him involved. He already did I Am a Lawyer once.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take like 5 minutes to walk through the house.
Yeah, and we can show you how baller everything is there. Two couches, two coffee tables. That's pretty huge. Two coffee pots.
Big TV, I'm guessing.
A big TV, a dining room that's never ever been used that also holds two lamps that aren't plugged in.
It's just FIFA playing area.
There's no game system actually in the house.
Really?
Yeah. But, I mean, everyone's got smartphones now. You just play a little Angry Fucking Birds. Boom. You don't need the whole.
Do you have an iPad? Is he playing FIFA on an iPad?
No. No iPads in the house either.
How is he living without FIFA?
No Mac products. Yeah, I know, but maybe he finally gave up because he was never any good at it. He would play all the time, and then every now and then, like, somebody else that played FIFA would come to Pal's cabin, and then they'd go to the basement and play, and, like, why would lose 10-0?
He would be so sad. He would sit down there alone and just dip, staring at, like, a blank TV screen.
Yeah, whenever he was, like, annoyed at something, or I guess him and JP would just, you know, come home and, like, exchange yells for about 5 minutes. Then he would slam the door and go in the basement and play FIFA and dip. And then JP would go strum on his guitar. And I would watch TV. That was our house. That's what it was like for 2 years.
Sounds like a great time. That's time with pals.
A fabulous time with pals. Oh, yes.
Pal's cabin.
I mean, yeah, it was the original Pal's cabin. So then Adam Carolla said that stuff. Like, I pull quoted from the post basically to, like, make him sound like an idiot because they know it would get, like, people to read the post or quote it or whatever. And then the fucking blogs and Twitter just exploded with, like, Adam Carolla is a shithead. Here, let me explain it to you, pal. Like, you're sexist. Women are funny. Like, if you agree with Adam Carolla, you're a moron. And then Dustin Rouse went on Warm and Glow and was like, and did the whole thing of, listen, dude, you haven't had a good TV show since blah, 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 and you think you're great because of Crank Eggers? I don't think so. When's the last movie you had that was any good? You haven't. You're washed up, and you're an idiot. And then he called him, and then he made fun of Norm Macdonald, too, saying guys like Norm Macdonald and, for whatever reason, and Adam Kroll are, like, idiots. It's like, I don't know.
Really, really biting coming from the internet blog commentator, internet blogger.
Yeah, from Dustin Rouse, a real, real funny guy. I don't think he's ever said anything remotely humorous. Oh yeah, then he went on. So then on the Carolla's podcast, he followed it up with a lot of people were asking him. He's like, oh, a lot of people ask me, aren't you afraid about the industry or, you know, working with other people? And he goes, well, listen, I built the studio in my own garage. I do my own podcast. I write my own books, and I'm rich, so I don't give a fuck. The end.
I know, Adam Carolla is like the only honest man in Hollywood. Like, it's always funny when he's interviewing someone and he'll ask, like, you know, how much you get paid for that. Usually people are, like, scared to talk about it.
Yeah.
Adam Carolla has had episodes where he literally goes through his tax returns each year, reviewing how much money he made going back to, like, 1981.
Yeah, he's definitely very honest about all that stuff, which is just always refreshing. Sometimes he's a little... you know, you don't agree with everything, but, you know, that's why you have people like Adam Carolla to push everything past the limit, and then you know where, you know, common sense ends and starts.
Yeah. I mean, most of the things he says is fine. Great.
Yeah. I mean,
how it is.
Exactly. But how dumb, like, traffic laws are sometimes, and cops are just revenue generators. They don't actually, you know, protect and make anyone safer. They're just there to write tickets so they can close the budget gaps. Yeah, especially, I love the way he just shits all over L.A. all the time, and then someone brings up, why don't you move? And he's like, then I'll lose all of my credibility. He wants to stay there.
I need to start listening to this girl again. I've kind of gave him a rest, because, I mean, I've heard all his bits.
Right. You did listen to, what, like 50 hours of Loveline in a row?
Yeah, you mean on my drive here? Yeah, I listened to 35 hours, 40 hours.
Yeah, that's a lot of Carolla.
And that was just that trip across. across the country. I've made the trip three other times, all listening to Loveline.
Yeah, yeah. He's really good, good for those kind of things. Stern also is good because he doesn't give a fuck about asking questions like that either. Like, I don't know. Maybe I haven't listened to him in a couple years, but I don't think he would have changed all that much. He's really good at, like, any actor you'll get in there. He'll just start asking, like, what kind of, like, hot chicks he's boned.
Yeah, yeah. So now he's like, a mainstream star, though. On
America's Got Talent?
No, he's got a... He likes being generally famous with more people.
Yeah, no, he's definitely... I mean, that's why he got into it, and that's why he does all this shit, is he's definitely... I think he knows that he kind of screwed up. Not screwed up by going to a satellite, but, you know, there's other ways he could have done it. He's definitely not nearly as in the public eye. Like, his guests went down, like, quality of guests.
Yeah.
He's still pretty good, though. He can still get some quality entertainment.
Funny when Robin doesn't talk.
Yeah, everybody hates Robin. Hey, how good was that, clip of Adam Raposa, lawyer?
That's the other thing. I would really like to make that video.
Yeah, I think we would all like to see that, too. Here's what I'll do. I'll just start recording Weigel. I have a good program on my phone now, and I'll just, like, kind of take it out and just wait, just try to get him to talk about stuff and just press record.
Yeah. I mean, we probably got enough footage from other shows that we, you know, I just have to listen to that 4-hour episode. I can, you know, we can patch together enough.
Oh, yeah, lines. And
I just need you to take some stock video. Yep. Cooking in the kitchen.
I can get a lot of videos of him cooking. Like, it's not like he can stop cooking. He can't, like, be like, oh, fuck you, just go in his room when he's got a big plate of crabs being cooked.
Yeah, or get some video of him, you know, how he comes home from work and just plops on the couch like a beached whale watching Comcast Sportsnet.
He does runs now. So he goes up and changes, and then he takes a little cat nap on the couch in his University of Kentucky gear.
Five-second clips of each of these things.
Right.
So I'll edit them to a great video.
Nice 30-second commercial. We'll submit it to the Maryland Bar Association to make sure it's all kosher. And then post that bad boy and then watch all the referrals come in. And Weigel makes millions.
Yeah, yeah, that, and we'll find out something about how we'll start taking collections for our Twitter feeds. And we'll buy some time on the Southern Maryland local network station.
I think that sounds like a great idea. We'll find out whatever the sports junkies are on. We'll have to buy some time on there. Make sure Weigel listens to it.
Yeah. No, I want to go TV if we can. But I'll buy a radio ad also.
Oh right, the TV. Yeah. We can get the.
How much would it cost one ad at like 10 p.m. on, I don't know, whatever channel?
Well, the problem is the DC network, so you have to pay their rates. It's not like you have local.
There's no Southern Maryland.
They might have a local channel somewhere. I don't know. I certainly don't go looking for it. I just watch the normal shit like a normal person.
Well, anyways, we'll find somewhere.
We'll get on that.
We need to record it. We can put this together.
Yeah. Stay tuned, pals, for the latest and greatest video of Dane Wiedner, attorney to the stars of Calvert County.
All right, Spade. We're like 1-0. You got Stan Bush queued up?
Yes, I do. Let's... Hey, how about we mix things up? Because this is all from the Transformers original soundtrack. How about a little Dare to be Stupid?
Oh, yeah. Do it.
A little Weird Al. All right, well, thanks, pals. It's been good sober broadcasting.
Good episode. That's better than last week's.
I hope so. A little more condensed. A little more recommendable.
I like that we got to, you know, get a little deep details on a celeb like Dane Wiedner.
Yeah, we did get to delve into that.
He delves out of the love life. I think that could be a recurring segment on the show.
You could definitely tell. So, to give you a little more background on real quickly about Weigel's date. So he's kind of pumped up for this date. But then in between the date that he just had and actually, you know, getting it set up and then going on it, he also set up this other date with this chick that he played cornhole with. And then as soon as he got that date set up, you could immediately see him, like, already turn on the first chick and be like, oh, I got to get this over with. We went into it with the mindset that he was like, this is not going to work. And that the new girl, he's definitely a little smitten with. So you can tell the way he talks about it now. He's very hesitant to say anything rude about this girl. I think he's got a lot going for, you know, a lot riding on this next date.
Well, I mean, we'll be pals and help him out. I was thinking of creating an entire match.com profile for Dane Vidner posting.
Oh, it's just, and use the name Dane Vidner?
Yeah. I mean, if we've got enough pictures of him, I can put together a good profile.
Yeah, sitting on Santa's lap.
Let's do it. I'm going to do it.
All right.
Dane Vidner, I'm going to help him out. He'll be a good pal.
Just like you guys like to do.
Yeah, you know, pals look out for each other.
Just like pals. Pals helping pals. Oh yes, I'm looking forward to seeing the results.
Well, at least he's gonna get us like responses on there. Like, we can cover it on the show. Like, whoever sent some interested emails to our Dane Vidner account.
Yeah, we can make that a nice segment.
Yeah, good bit. Tell Weigel when you pass the room today.
Yeah, I will. All right, good show. Here's Dare to Be Stupid. So long, pals.
Hey, when you tell him, it's too late that I've already posted.
Oh, all right. Like, it's already fiat accompli.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do.
Okay. Good show.
All right. Bye, good show. So long, pals.
Microwave and get yourself a tan.